Evan Boopman will take the pitch. No, he will throw, looking to the left this time, and he'll be sacked on the play. Sacked on the play by Blake Williams from his linebacker spot. The loss back to the Crofton 40-yard line, which will put Crofton in punt formation. So a loss on the play of nearly 10 yards. And Crofton, starting this drive on their own 34, went for it on fourth and inches and gained the first down. But they will face a fourth down and 15. And in punt formation will be Tyler Cook. Cook on the season has punted 20 times for an average of 32 yards. The punt hits and will roll dead inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. And that's where Donovan Trumbull will start, first and 10. 2:18 left to go in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton by the score of 14 to nothing. As we'll try to reconstruct as best we can the start of the game, which turned out for four turnovers in the first 10 plays of the game. Crofton won the toss and elected to receive, starting on their own 26, ran two plays before they fumbled, and then Donovan Trumbull starting at the Crofton 26 as Riley Wilfong threw an interception. Crofton took over at their own one, fumbled it again, as Donovan Trumbull taking over at the Crofton 11-yard line would score in three plays on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Riley Wilfong to Zach McNally, the wide receiver. And Wilfong passed to Creighton Burr for the two-point conversion on a three-play 11-yard drive. Donovan Trumbull led 8-0. So then Crofton getting the ball on their own 48-yard line as Donovan Trumbull is on offense. And carrying is Jordan Slough. Slough will get across the 25 out to the 28-yard line as Donovan Trumbull starting this drive at their own 23-yard line. So on a couple of running plays, they have gained 2 and 3 yards from Jordan Slough. Third and 5 now for Donovan Trumbull at their own 28-yard line. Wilfong with a pass to the right and off the hands of Zach McNally as it rolls out of bounds. That'll bring up fourth down, and Donovan Trumbull will be forced to punt it away for the second time. Jordan Slough is the punter. He had a 53-yard punt the first time. How Donovan Trumbull scored their second touchdown after Crofton took over at their own 48 and drove to the Donovan Trumbull 30-yard line, had to turn it over on downs. And Donovan Trumbull from their own 31 went three and out as Jordan Slough in punt formation back deep for Crofton is Evan Wolfman. Wolfman will let it roll inside the 40, and it'll roll dead at the 36-yard line. And that's where Crofton will start, first and 10. This is Crofton's seventh possession of the game, and we're not out of the first quarter yet. 1:09 left to go first quarter, and Donovan Trumbull leads 14 to nothing. So after Donovan Trumbull earlier in this quarter went three and out, Crofton's Evan Wookman, as Crofton started at their own 10-yard line, ran a play, and then a pick six by Jordan Slough of 15 yards for a touchdown, but the pass for two failed, and that's where we stand right now. Donovan Trumbull leading Crofton 14 to nothing with 1:09 left to go in the first quarter. Crofton will start first and 10 at their own 49-yard line, so there was a 15-yard penalty. We were trying to reconstruct things. We couldn't really see what the flag was all about. Here's a handoff to Austin Wolfman of Crofton, who was injured earlier in the game. He gets into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 48-yard line, so a 3-yard gain. Second down, a long 7 coming up as we're coming to the end of the first quarter. Again, in Class D2 second-round action, Why Not stays undefeated as they defeated Sterling 50-26. Why Not goes to 10-0 on the season. Winner of this game will play the winner of Blue Hill and North Platte St. Pat's at play at 4:30 Central Time. 25 seconds left in the quarter, and now a delay of game penalty will be whistled against Crofton This is Crofton's first penalty of the game, so it'll move them back 5 yards back in their own territory to the 47, where it's going to be second down and about 13. And after the penalty, the clock will not run, so Evan Wolfman coming to the near sideline to coach Tony Hoffman to get a play here. So one more play, and that'll be it for the first quarter. So second and 13 for Crofton at their own 47-yard line. Here's motion by Eric Kleinschmidt, and Wolfman will get the handoff, and he is stacked up for a loss. Jake Kreitel from his linebacker spot made the stop. There is a flag on the play, and it appears to be in the area of a hold on Crofton. Clock stops with 17 seconds left to go. No. A block below the knees on the defense, a chop block on the defense. If I am correct, that is Donovan Trumbull's third 15-yard penalty of the game, so already three penalties for a total of 45 yards. This will give Crofton a first down in Donovan Trumbull territory, or just a 10-yard penalty, my fault. It'll be second down and a long three for Crofton now at the Donovan Trumbull 43-yard line. Here's motion by Kleinschmidt, and the handoff to Evan Wolfman. First down across the 40, down to the Donovan Trumbull 39-yard line. Tackled on the play by Jake Kreitel, but a gain on the play of 4 yards and a Crofton first down. Again, starting this drive at their own 49-yard line, 11 seconds left to go in the first quarter with Donovan Trumbull leading 14 to nothing. They'll wind the clock, and Crofton doesn't have to run another play if they don't want to. Now we see at quarterback, Tanner Crosley is in for Crofton, as Crofton will not get the playoff, and that's the end of the first quarter. In the Class C2 playoffs, after one quarter, it's Donovan Trumbull 14 and Crofton nothing. We'll be back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR Kearney.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As we start the second quarter, Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton 14 to nothing in the C2 second-round playoffs. First and 10 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 39-yard line. The fourth play of this drive that started at the Warrior 49 coming up. Handoff is to Evan Wolfman off the left side. And Wolfman gets good yardage inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line before he was taken down by Jake Kreitel. It's a gain of about six. It'll be second down and four. Now we see at quarterback for the Warriors is Tanner Crosley, a 155-pound freshman, and Evan Wolfman, the starting quarterback, has now gone to a wingback. Offset eye behind Tanner Crosley. Here's Kleinschmidt in motion. Handoff to Wolfman trying to turn the corner as he gets inside the 30, still on his feet, finally dragged out of bounds. He will be close to a first down if he didn't get it. Looking on the far sideline, it looks like he did. Yes, he did. He will get to the 26-yard line. That's good enough for a Crofton first down after a gain of about 5 yards. So first and 10 for Compton on their first real sustained drive of the day. First and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 26, and a missed handoff. Tanner Crosley was going to hand off to Evan Wolfman, but he didn't complete the handoff, and Eric Tobin from his defensive end spot for the Cardinals comes to make the tackle. That's a loss of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 14 for Crofton from the Donovan Trumbull 30-yard line. Minute gone in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull with a 14-0 lead, both off of Crofton turnovers, as Crofton had 3 turnovers in the first quarter, and Donovan Trumbull had an INT. Tanner Crosley has a second and 14 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 30. Here's a play-action fake. Looking to the right, and he's going to be sacked on the play. Sacked by Eric Tobin for another loss back to the 35-yard line. So Crofton has lost 9 yards on the last 2 plays, and they now have a third down and a long 20 right at the Donovan Trumbull 35-yard line. Here in northeast Nebraska, in Crofton, anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of snow fell. They did get the field scraped off this morning, but it is muddy, and it is slick as well. And that might have contributed to the early turnover problem that both teams had. Tyler Cook will be a receiver to the right. Here on the left is Justice Holland, also going out. As a receiver is Grant Rogge, and now Crofton has to take its third and final timeout of the first half. 9:45 left to go before halftime. It's Donovan Trumbull 14, Crofton nothing. Back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR Kearney.
Leader Angus.
Rob Feed Yard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feed Yard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics, and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feed Yard, Donovan.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire.
On third down and 20, here's a catch for the end zone, and it is caught out of bounds. Evan Wolfman back at quarterback through to Eric Kleinschmidt, but he caught it out of bounds just inside the 5 at the 1 yard line. Good coverage on the play by Creighton Burr from his linebacker spot for Donovan Trumbull. That was on third and 20 for Crofton from the Donovan Trumbull 35, and now it is fourth and 20 from the Donovan Trumbull 35. And Tyler Cook is in punt formation. Zach McNally going back for Donovan Trumbull, standing inside the 5. High snap, but Cook gets it down. And the kick will go into the end zone for a touchback out to the 20. So it's a net punt of 15 yards. And Donovan Trumbull, leading 14-0 with 9:27 left in the half, will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull, first and 10 at their own 20, will send the tight end Noah Keller wide to the left. Riley Wilfong will be from the gun with Jordan Slough behind him. And here's the handoff to Slough off the left side. Slough maybe a yard or two to the 22-yard line before he's brought down by Brock Mueller and Preston Evans. It'll be second down and 8. Donovan Trumbull, who won here last year at Crofton in the second round, 49-33. A lot of the same names that got that 49-33 win are here today going without a huddle. Here's the handoff to Slough to the 25 and out to the 30-yard line, which should be good enough for a Donovan Trumbull first down. Making the tackle from behind for Crofton was Luke Dorman, a 160-pound sophomore. So a gain of 8. It'll be first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull. Well, they want to measure it.
Now
they will forego the measurement, and it will be a first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull as the ball just across their own 30-yard line. 8:52 left to go first half. Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton 14 to nothing. So on first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull from the 30, Wilfong hands off to Slough. Big hole. He's at the 40, or I'm sorry, across the 35 out to the 38-yard line. The hole closed as quickly as it opened. J.T. Allen from his middle linebacker spot made the stop. But it's a gain of 8 on first down for Slough. Second and 2 for Donovan Trumbull at their own 38-yard line. Wilfong hands it off this time to Lorenzo Williams. Williams will get the first down as he gets to the 49-yard line. He needed 2, and he got 11. And it's a Donovan Trumbull first down at the Crofton 49-yard line. Donovan Trumbull with an experienced offensive line. Mitchell Sawyers at left tackle. Eric Tobin at left guard. Trevor Warford at center and Grady Cook at right tackle are all seniors. And now we have a stoppage of play as we have a false start on Donovan Trumbull. So to our reckoning, that is 4 penalties for a total of 45 yards on Donovan Trumbull so far here in the first half, while Crofton has 1 for 5. 8:13 left to go in the first half. Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton 14 to nothing in the second round of the C2 playoffs. Wilfong will run from the gun. Jordan Slough now in the backfield behind him. And the handoff to Slough, he's at the 50. He's running to the outside at the 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull on a touchdown run of 56 yards, and Donovan Trumbull has increased its lead to 20 to nothing with 8 minutes left to go in the first half with the two-point conversion coming up for Donovan Trumbull. So Jordan Slough with his 24th touchdown run of the season makes it 20 to nothing, and Donovan Trumbull loves to go for two. Plough, with his second touchdown of the day, he had a 15-yard pick six back with 6:06 left to go in the first quarter. And here goes Donovan Trumbull for two, and now a timeout wanted by Donovan Trumbull. Let's take a quick timeout with them. 8 minutes left to go, first half. It's Donovan Trumbull 20, Crofton nothing, back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR in Kearney.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
So the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals take their first time out of the half. Crofton has used all three of theirs. Again, Donovan Trumbull after a 56-yard touchdown run by Jordan Slough going for two and needing to take a timeout to get better organized. They will send twins to the right. Wilfong has Lorenzo Williams and Slough in the backfield. Here's a little dump pass toward the end zone, and it is knocked away. It was intended for Creighton Burr, but Evan Wookman knocks it away, so the pass for two fails. 8 minutes left to go, first half. It's Donovan Trumbull 20, Crofton nothing, back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR in Kearney.
There are
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
So that Donovan Trumbull scoring drive, five plays, 80 yards. Jordan Slough with a 56-yard touchdown run, his 24th rushing touchdown of the season. But the pass for two fails with 8 minutes left to go in the first half. Donovan Trumbull has now missed 2 two-point conversions, but still lead Crofton now by the score of 20-0. Here's a kick on the ground that has fallen on the 33. Crofton will start first and 10. This is Crofton's seventh possession of the first half. They have fumbled twice, turned it over on downs, turned it over on a pick six, and have punted twice since then. Donovan Trumbull, on their first drive, as Riley Whiplong threw an interception, only his fifth of the season, they scored after a Crofton fumble, and they had a couple punts, and now the five-play, 80-yard drive with Slough going in from 56 yards out. Here's Austin Wolfman trying to get to the corner, and he can't. Great job of stringing it out by Donovan Trumbull, Eric Tobin, and a whole bunch of Cardinals. There, maybe after a yard gain, it'll be second down and 9 for Crofton from their own 34-yard line as the clock is running with 7:33 left to go in the first half, and Donovan Trumbull leading 20-0. Again, earlier on Classic Hits 106.3 in the D2 playoffs, Wynot goes to 10-0, a 50-26 win over Sterling. On second and 9 from the Crofton 34, here's the pitch to Kleinschmidt, and Kleinschmidt gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line, but submarining him that time was Eric Tobin, and they didn't give him the best of spots there. Maybe a 2-yard gain, it'll be third down and 7. Donovan Trumbull doing a great job of holding Crofton to third and long. Crofton coming into this game on third down conversions, 34 of 84 for 40%, while their opponents, 42 of 108 for 39%. So Crofton with a third down and 7 at their own 36-yard line. As Wolfman trying to get footing, trying to get to the corner, he is tripped up. Nice open field tackle by Zach McNally from his cornerback spot to hold Evan Wolfman to about a 3-yard gain to the 39-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down and 4, and Crofton will have to punt it away. Tyler Cook in punt formation. Lorenzo Williams is back deep for the Cardinals, standing inside his own 25-yard line. The footing is becoming a little difficult in the middle of the field. Good snap to Cook. And a high punt. Williams will let it hit as it will roll out of bounds.
Punt rolls out of bounds at the 26-yard line where the Cardinals will take over first down.
It'll roll out at the 26-yard line. So about a 38-yard punt and no return. And Donovan Trumbull with it first and 10 at their own 26, leading 20-0, now down to 5:49 left to go in the first half. Crofton defeated Bridgeport on the road in the first round of the playoffs, 28-14, as the handoff goes to Slough, but he is met and met immediately by Eric Kleinschmidt.
On the play by Eric Kleinschmidt.
They will give him no gain.
Brings up second and 10.
And it'll be second and 10. Donovan Trumbull, the top seed in the West bracket, defeated number 16 seed Centura 48-6 to advance to this game today. Second and 10 for Donovan Trumbull at their own 26. Wilpon from the gun, fumbles the football, decides to keep it, and tries to get outside. Flag on the play as he runs out of bounds on the far sideline at the 30-yard line. But I'm afraid this one's coming back because of a hold on Donovan Trumbull. The ball is marked at the 30 after about a 4-yard gain, and it is holding against Donovan Trumbull. So that's 5 penalties unofficially for Donovan Trumbull for a total of 55 yards. The first two were 15-yard penalties. They will mark it from the original line of scrimmage at the 26 and move it back to about the 17-yard line, so it's going to be second down and 19 for Donovan Trumbull.
Second and 20.
So after the holding penalty, second and a long 19 for Donovan Trumbull from their own 17. Here's the handoff to Jordan Slough, and Slough, maybe a couple yards to the 19-yard line. Anthony Mota Morales from his defensive tackle spot made the stop after a 1-yard gain. It'll bring up third down and a long 18. But time coming off the clock, 4:30 left to go in the half, 20-0. Wilfong to throw, a little pass to the right, complete to Slough at the 20, up to the 24-yard line. And coming up to make the stop was Jake Gunther from his linebacker spot as he stops him shy of the 25-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain, but Donovan Trumbull will have to punt it away. Crompton, with no timeouts, will get it with 4 minutes left to go in the first half and trailing 20-0. Punting this time for Donovan Trumbull, Tate Mazur. High snap and a line drive kick that will hit and will roll dead at the 47-yard line. So Crompton starting their
47-yard line, Warriors will take over.
Eighth possession of the game will start in Donovan Trumbull territory at the 47-yard line. Trailing 20-0 with 3:35 left in the half. Crompton, starting from their own 48, got it to the Donovan Trumbull 31. That's the deepest that Crompton has gone into Cardinal territory so far in the game. So on first and 10 for Crompton at the Donovan Trumbull 47, here's the pitch to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt waiting for his blockers. Gets a couple yards to the 45-yard line. Creighton Burr from his linebacker spot. Blake Williams from another linebacker spot make the stop. It'll bring up second down and 7 as they give Kleinschmidt a gain of 3. Wide to the right, Austin Wookman and Justice Holland in twins. Offset eye behind Evan Wookman on second and 7. Handoff Kleinschmidt, and he's got running room inside the 40, down to the Donovan Trumbull 38-yard line. Should be very close to a first down if he didn't get it.
Williams along with Tanner Taylor.
Williams and Taylor make the stop, and our officials want to take a timeout for a measurement. Game time temperature here in Crompton, after they bladed off the 6 to 8 inches of snow this morning, 36 degrees with a south wind at 8 miles an hour. Here's the stretch of the chain here on the near sideline, and it will be short by about a foot, a couple feet. Our officiating crew, as assigned by the Nebraska School Activities Association, the referee is Ted Harder, the umpire, Dustin Welsh, the linesman is Jacob Wemhoff, the line judge is Jeff Phillips, and the back judge is Dave Meyer. So third down and short coming up for Crompton at the Donovan Trumbull 38-yard line. Evan Wookman checks the Cardinal defense, and he will run it himself, and he will have a first down as he is whistled.
Evan Wookman will quarterback.
Tackled at the 36-yard line.
Eric Tobin in on the stop for the Cardinals.
That should be enough for a Crofton first down after a gain of a couple on the play. 2:45 left to go in the half. Now Crofton, first and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 36-yard line. Crofton in the double wing formation. Here's motion by Austin Wolfman. Evan Wolfman on the rollout to the left, back to throw, and he'll be sacked for a loss. Sacked by Lorenzo Williams for a big loss back to the 45-yard line. As that's a 9-yard loss, as Donovan Trumbull has come up with a couple of quarterback sacks in this quarter.
Brings up second along for the Warriors.
That brings the clock now to 2:03 left to go in the half, and Crofton will face a second down and 19 back at the Donovan Trumbull 45. Twins to the right, and back to throw is Whitman again. He will run with it, trying to get his footing. He bounces off tacklers and gets across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. So he gains about half of the loss back on a 5-yard gain, but it still brings up third down and a long 13. Now with 96 seconds left in the half. Crofton out of timeouts. Donovan Trumbull has two, if they choose to use them. Coming into the Crofton huddle, Justice Holland. So again, the double wing formation on third down and 12 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 38. Here's the reverse as it goes to Austin Wolfman. Wolfman breaking tackles, gets inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. As he waited for his blocking to develop on the left side, he will pick up about 9 yards, but it's going to leave Crofton with a 4th-and-3 at the Donovan Trumbull 29-yard line. Now with 47 seconds left in the half and the clock continuing to run. Again, Crofton with no timeouts. Warriors got to hurry. Grant Rogge is into the game at the tight end spot. So 4th-and-3 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 29-yard line. 29 seconds left in the half. Whitman will hand it off to Kleinschmidt. He is upended and does not get the first down. Upending him that time was Creighton Burr from his linebacker spot. So Crofton goes 7 plays. But does not get the first down. They will turn it over on downs. Donovan Trumbull will take over, 1st-and-10 at their own 27-yard line with just 23 seconds left in the half. Let's see if Coach Brent Breckner has a trick or two up his sleeve for 1, maybe 2 plays left in the half. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the third quarter as Crofton did win the toss and elected to receive. Will Fong from the gun with 3 wide receivers in the pattern. Pass to the left is complete to Zach McNally. Correction, this is Noah Keller. He has a first down across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 14 on the pass play. It'll be 1st-and-10, and Donovan Trumbull will take a timeout with 14 seconds left in the half. 14 seconds left in the half. It's Crofton trailing Donovan Trumbull 20-0 in the C2 playoffs back in just 30 seconds on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR-FM in Kearney.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
So after the second Donovan Trumbull timeout, 1st-and-10 for the Cardinals at their own 41 with a trip set to the right and Wilfong from the gun. Wilfong, a two-step drop, looking to the left side. Now he will throw on the run, and he will be intercepted. He'll be intercepted by Austin Wookman at the Crofton 16-yard line. That is the second Donovan Trumbull turnover of the game and the second INT that Riley Wilfong had thrown coming into this game. He had thrown only four interceptions. Well, he's got two today. So Crofton with three turnovers in the game, two turned into scores by Donovan Trumbull. And now with 5 seconds left, Crofton will take over first and 10 at their own 15 as Evan Wookman will take a knee, and that will bring up halftime. We're at halftime in Crofton in the Class C2 second round of the 2013 Nebraska High School Football Playoffs. At the half, it's Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. We'll be back with halftime after we take this two-minute timeout on Classic Hits 106.3, KVHT Vermilion Yankton, South Dakota, and KKPR-FM, Kearney, Nebraska.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Crofton. Along with John Simpson, our studio engineer, our Crofton sponsors, and our listeners joining us on KKPR-FM in Kearney, Joe Van Gore, and at the half in the second round of the Nebraska Class E2 playoffs, Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. Donovan Trumbull led 14 to nothing after one quarter. Here's your first half scoring summary. Donovan Trumbull, after a Crofton fumble, their second turnover of the game, score with 9:48 left to go in the first quarter on a Riley Whitfong 10-yard touchdown pass to Zach McNally. Whitfong passed to Creighton Burr for the two-point conversion on a three-play, 11-yard drive, and it was Donovan Trumbull leading 8-0 for Whitfong. That was his 16th touchdown pass of the season and the third touchdown reception for McNally. Then Donovan Trumbull would score on a pick six with 6:06 left to go in the first quarter as Jordan Slough stepped in front of a pass of Evan Wookman and returned it 15 yards for the touchdown, but the pass for two failed. Donovan Trumbull led 14-0, and again, that would be the score after one quarter. Only one score in the second quarter as Donovan Trumbull's Jordan Slough went up the left side for 56 yards and a touchdown, his 24th rushing touchdown of the season, but the pass for two failed on a five-play, 80-yard drive. At the time, Donovan Trumbull leads 20-0. And that is the score at halftime. Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. Crofton with two fumbles and an INT that led to two of the three Donovan Trumbull scores. Donovan Trumbull, Riley Whitfong, has thrown two interceptions in the first half. Those are interceptions number 5 and 6 of the season for the senior quarterback for the Cardinals. At the half, 20 to nothing. Donovan Trumbull will be back with more at halftime after this two-minute timeout here on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR in Kearney.
Rob Feed Yard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feed Yard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feed Yard of Donovan.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
To half, it's Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. As we look at the first half drives by both teams, for Crofton, they started at their own 26-yard line and fumbled on their third play from scrimmage on that drive. On their second drive that started at their own 1-yard line, after Crofton had picked off Riley Whitfong of Donovan Trumbull, they fumbled. And that led to a Donovan Trumbull touchdown. Crofton started at their own 48-yard line, drove to the Donovan Trumbull 31, but turned it over on downs as they didn't get it on fourth down and 5. Starting from their own 10-yard line, had one play before an interception was thrown. That led to another Donovan Trumbull score. Crofton started at their own 34-yard line, ran 7 plays, and punted it away. Crofton started at their own 49 and ran 8 plays and had to punt it from the Donovan Trumbull 27-yard line. So that is the deepest that Crofton has gotten to here in the first half, the Donovan Trumbull 27-yard line. Crofton starting at their own 33-yard line, went 3 and out and had to punt it away. Then started at the Donovan Trumbull 47-yard line and did turn it over on downs inside the Donovan Trumbull 30, and then started at their own 15 after a Donovan Trumbull punt, and the first half came to an end. Donovan Trumbull, after a Crofton fumble on their first drive, as Riley Whitfong threw an interception, intercepted by Evan Wookman of Crofton. They started at the Crofton 11-yard line after a second Crofton fumble and scored their first touchdown of the game. Started at their own 31 and had to punt it away as they went 3 and out. Started at their own 23, went 3 and out, and punted it away. Started at their own 20, and that's when Jordan Slough had a 56-yard touchdown run for the score. Jonathan Trumbull started on their own 26 on their sixth drive of the first half and had to punt it away. And then starting at their own 27-yard line, did get a 14-yard pass, but eventually had to punt it away, and that's when Crofton ended the half. And at the half, it's 20-0. Well, we'll check playoff action, at least for Northeast Nebraska, the teams that are still alive, and, of course, the teams that were eliminated in the first round last Thursday. We'll do that after this two-minute timeout here on Classic Hits 106.3 and also on KKPR-FM in Kearney.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Hard to find pre-owned 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-door 2.0 EcoBoost. Has leather, low miles, just $24,900. 2011 Dodge Avenger four-door, just $14,500. 2010 Ford Focus SE four-door, under 18,000 miles, just $14,500. An 09 Chevy Cobalt LT four-door, just $11,500. And look at this, a 2010 Lincoln MKS. Heated and cooled seats, sunroof, navigation, and under 22,000 miles, just $27,900. Many other fresh arrivals stopping today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Rob Feed Yard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feed Yard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feed Yard of Donovan.
Time in the Nebraska C2 playoff second round. Donovan Trumbull leads Crofton 20-0 at the half. Looking at the C2 bracket, coming up tonight, as far as our Northeast Nebraska listeners are concerned, Hardington Cedar Catholic, the number 7 seed in the East, beat number 10 seed Palmyra last Thursday 41-0. They are facing the number 2 seed in the East bracket, Lutheran High Northeast, who beat number 15 seed Johnson County Central last Thursday, 55-8. So Cedar Catholic is at Lutheran High Northeast at 7 o'clock in Norfolk. And then, again, here in the West bracket, Crofton playing Donovan Trumbull. Blue Hill is at North Platte St. Pat's. That game started at 4:30, but no score available on that game as of yet. In Class D2, earlier here on Classic Hits 106.3, Wynot goes to 10-0 with a 50-26 win over a stubborn Sterling squad. Wynot goes, as we mentioned, to 10-0 and will await the winner of Nebraska Lutheran, who plays at Giltner. That will be tonight at 7 o'clock. In Class D1, three teams from the area eliminated last Thursday. Exeter Milligan defeated Hardington Public 56-6. It was Creighton over Bloomfield 88-12. And Elm Creek defeated Niobrara Verdigre 54-14. Also in the C2 bracket last Thursday, Ponca was defeated by Malcolm by the score of 28-14. So that's what's looking like for Northeast Nebraska teams in the Nebraska High School football playoffs. At the half, it's Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. Again, let's take another two-minute timeout here on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR-FM in Kearney.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll get right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
All right, just about winding down halftime with Donovan Trumbull leading Crofton 20-0 before the third quarter comes up here. Let's check the latest C2 rankings by the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star. In the Omaha World Herald, Donovan Trumbull number one with Fremont Bergen second, Blue Hill third, Battle Creek fourth, Hastings St. Cecilia fifth, then comes Norfolk Lutheran, Hardington Cedar Catholic seventh, with Sutton eighth, Hershey ninth, and Malcolm 10th. Those are the latest C2 Omaha World Herald rankings this week. Last week in the Lincoln Journal Star, in Class C2, Donovan Trumbull number one with Battle Creek second, Archbishop Bergen third, Blue Hill fourth, Malcolm fifth, Aquinas sixth, Lutheran High Northeast seventh, Hastings St. Cecilia eighth, Sutton ninth, and Omaha Brownell Talbot is 10th. Among the contenders, Crofton, Hardington Cedar Catholic, Hershey, and North Platte, St. Pat's. Donovan Trumbull's playoff history started in 2003, where they lost in the first round, also lost in the first round in 2005 and 2007, but have been in the playoffs now for the fourth straight year. In 2010, lost to Hastings St. Cecilia in the second round. In 2011, lost to North Platte St. Pat's in the first round, went the deepest they ever have in the playoffs last year. Again, winning here in Crofton 49-33, but eventually losing in the semis to Sutton by the final of 36-18. Crofton's playoff history began in 1982, winning a first-round game, but losing in the second round. They were runner-up in C2 in 2003, where they lost to Cambridge 22-14. They have been in the playoffs every year since 2002, again last year, beating Southern Valley 46-0, but losing here to Donovan Trumbull by the score of 49-33. And the last update we have on North Platte St. Pat's, taking on Blue Hill. North Platte St. Pat's up 7-6 in the second quarter. But the intrepid John Thayer trying to find an update, a sooner update than that for that. So just about ready to start the third quarter with Donovan Trumbull leading Crofton 20-0. Again, Donovan Trumbull scores. Two of their three scores have come after Crofton turnovers. Crofton with two fumbles and an INT in the first half. Donovan Trumbull with a couple interceptions in the first half. Donovan Trumbull scored with 9:48 left to go in the first quarter on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Riley Whitfong to Zach McNally, and the two-point conversion made it 8-0. And then Jordan Slough with a 15-yard pick six for a touchdown, but the pass after fails. Donovan Trumbull led 14-0 after one quarter, and then with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, it was Jordan Slough on a 56-yard touchdown run, his 24th rushing touchdown of the season, but the pass for two fails, and Donovan Trumbull leading 20-0 here going into the third quarter of action. Again, Crofton did win the coin toss and elected to receive, so that means Donovan Trumbull will have the football first. Going back deep for Donovan Trumbull will be Jordan Slough, standing at his own 20-yard line as the Crofton kickoff team will break, and kicking off for Crofton will be Brock Mueller. Again, here in northeast Nebraska and in Crofton, 6 to 8 inches of heavy wet snow that they did get bladed off the field, but that has contributed to some muddy hands and also muddy feet. As we told you at some point in the second quarter, the middle of the field getting plenty slick from the snow that was scraped off. And here's the kickoff by Mueller. It's high. Slough will take it at the 14, to the 20, to the 25, and finally tackled from behind at the 21-yard line. So about a 7-yard return, and Donovan Trumbull will start first and 10 at their own 26-yard line, again leading 20-0 as quarter number 3 is underway. So first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull. Riley Whitfong, standing in a muddy spot from the gun, will hand it off to Slough. Slough peels off a tackler and maybe gets a yard or two to the 23-yard line. Tyler Cook from his defensive end spot will make the stop. So a gain of 2, it'll be second down and 8 from the Donovan Trumbull 23-yard line. Whitfong will send two receivers to the left this time, Johnny Gomez. Here's the handoff inside to Slough, and Slough goes nowhere. He runs into Eric Kleinschmidt. He'll also run into Tyler Cook, among others. So no gain on the play. Maybe a loss of a yard. It'll be third down and about 9. Back at the own at the 23-yard line. Low snap to Whitfong. He just has to eat it. He will take a loss back to the 22-yard line. So that will be a loss of 5 yards on the play, and Donovan Trumbull will have to punt it away on a 3-and-out. Jordan Slough, the punter. Crofton will send two back.
Here we go, D. Go get him.
Evan Wolfman back there, along with Austin Wolfman. A snap played off a bounce again for Donovan Trumbull. Tate Mazur was punting. I'm sorry, not Jordan Slough, and the punt will roll dead at the 34-yard line.
Yard line of the Warriors will take over first down.
So about a 44-yard punt and no return. Crofton down 20-0 with 10:14 left to go in the third quarter. We'll have their first possession of the third quarter, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Evan Wolfman, no correction. Wolfman's playing wingback. That means Tanner Crosley's playing quarterback, but Wolfman doesn't get far, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, as Donovan Trumbull pretty much has had those inside trap plays pretty much plugged up all afternoon. No gain on the play. Eric Tobin, among others, make the stop for Donovan Trumbull. It'll be second and 10 for Crofton at their own 34-yard line. Now coming out of the game will be Tanner Crosley. Crosley comes in to play quarterback, and that puts Evan Woopman, at a wingback. Warriors trying to get organized on offense. They've got to hurry. Second and 10 from their own 34. Evan Woopman at quarterback, and now Crofton has to call timeout, much to the dismay of Crofton head coach Tony Hoffman. So timeout with 9:28 left to go, third quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing. Back in a minute on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR in Kearney.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, a short timeout, but a good run by Austin Woopman as he was forced out of bounds. A personal foul penalty is going to be whistled against cornerback Zach McNally. It was a lot of running for no gain, but tag on 15 yards after that. And unofficially, Donovan Trumbull now with six penalties for a total of 70 yards. And three of them have been of the 15-yard variety. That will give Crofton an automatic first down at their own 49-yard line. So personal foul, late hit on cornerback Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull puts the ball at the Crofton 49 and a first and 10 for the Warriors, trailing 20 to nothing with 9:22 left to go in the third quarter. Offset eye, motion by Kleinschmidt. Here's the handoff to Austin Woopman. He spins off a tackle. He's at the 45 and inside the 35 down to the 34-yard line. A great run on first down by Austin Woopman that goes for 16 yards and a Crofton first down. That is their longest play from scrimmage so far in the game. Woopman knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline, stops the clock. So it's first and 10 for Crofton between the 35 and 34 of Donovan Trumbull. Evan Woopman under center. Motion by Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt will get the pitch, and he will get to the 30. After a five-yard gain, he was tripped up on the play by Creighton Burr from his linebacker spot. But Crofton starting to assert themselves on offense. They have it. Second down and about five at the Donovan Trumbull 30-yard line on the right hash. Crofton in the double wing. Here's motion by Evan Woopman. Here's the handoff to Austin Woopman off the left side inside the 20 and spun down to the Donovan Trumbull 17-yard line. That's a gain of 12 yards and a Crofton first down, the deepest that Crofton has been into Cardinal territory all afternoon. So on a 13-yard scamper by Austin Woopman, it's first and 10 for the Warriors at the Donovan Trumbull 17-yard line. Now Evan Woopman back at quarterback after Tanner Crosley was quarterback the last time. Here's a try and an exchange. Evan Woopman collided with the ball carrier, and then when he couldn't hand it off, he was running out of time and then slipped right in the middle of the field where we said it's really muddy and loses 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 12 for Crofton back at the 19-yard line. So Crofton with a second and 12 at the Donovan Trumbull 19-yard line in the double wing. Here's motion. And Wookman will keep it himself. Evan Wookman will keep it himself inside the 15 down to the 12-yard line. So a gain of 7. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 5. The 7th play of this drive that started at the Crofton 34-yard line is coming up, and we're almost halfway through the 3rd quarter already. So 3rd and 5 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 12. Here's motion by Kleinschmidt. Evan Wolfman will keep it, and he runs into Eric Tobin. Eric Tobin beat his man on the left side and dumps Wolfman for no gain on the play. Actually, a loss of a yard back to the 13-yard line, where it'll be 4th down and about 6. Crofton changing personnel. Is Crofton going to try for a field goal? Yes, they are. Brock Mueller is the field goal kicker. The hold is by Austin Rookman. The snapper is Jake Gunther. The ball is down. The try is blocked and recovered by Donovan Trumbull. So on a 29-yard field goal attempt, Donovan Trumbull blocks it, and they keep the shutout alive. They lead 20-0 with 6:11 left to go in the first quarter, as Crofton had a great drive going but couldn't convert a 3rd down.
Let's go, D. Hold him here. Let's go.
So a 29-yard field goal attempt by Brock Mueller blocked, and here comes Jordan Slough. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Gains a couple to the 23.
Jake Gunther in on the stop for the Warriors.
We're bringing up 2nd down and 8. Jake Gunther from his linebacker spot came over to make the stop. So on 2nd down and 8 for Donovan Trumbull, from their own 23. Whitfong on the option will get to the 25 and to the 29-yard line before Evan Wookman brings him down after a gain of 6. It'll bring up 3rd down and a long 2 at the 29-yard line. Donovan Trumbull with their spread offense going without a huddle. As Riley Whitfong has not passed that much in this game, but their running game with Jordan Slough, Lorenzo Williams, and others do pretty good. Here's the handoff to Slough, and Slough got back to the line of scrimmage. And maybe about it. So a gain of 1 on the play. It'll be 4th down and 1, and Donovan Trumbull, for the 2nd straight time in the 3rd quarter, will have to go 3 and out and have to punt it away. Tate Mazur. Well, a timeout now for a measurement, as they just want to see how close it is to Donovan Trumbull. Asked for the measurement just to make sure. 4:36 left to go, 3rd quarter, as the clock stops for the measurement. Donovan Trumbull leading 20-0. It is short by about a yard, sitting at the 31-yard line. So Tate Mazur will punt it away. Back deep for Crofton is Austin Wookman, standing at around his own 45-yard line. So the ball is ready to play, or ready for play now on 4th and 1 from the 31. Long count, good snap to Mazur as he gets off a high one. Austin Wookman, fair catch at the 37-yard line, and that's where Crofton will start 1st and 10. After about a 32-yard punt and no return. 4:22 left to go, third quarter. No change in the score here in the third quarter as Donovan Trumbull leads 20-0. First and 10 for Crofton, their second possession of this third quarter at their own 37-yard line. Twins to the right. Whitman to throw, looking to the right, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Zach McNally as he was looking for Eric Kleinschmidt on the play. I just don't think Whitman saw him that time. That is Crofton's fourth turnover of the game. Two fumbles and now two interceptions as Donovan Trumbull will take over first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. And now I'm sure what we'll see from Donovan Trumbull will be a little ground game and ball control. Twins to the left on first and 10. Here's the option going right. Whitfong will keep. He will get to midfield and then tripped up after a 2-yard gain.
Quarterback keeper. Carries out to the midfield stripe.
Evan Whitman comes over to make the stop for Crofton after a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8. You can bet Donovan Trumbull will take their time, even if they're running no huddle here. As now we're at 3:50 left to go third quarter, and Donovan Trumbull leads 20-0. Donovan Trumbull will have trips set to the left this time. Whitfong in the gun on second and 8 from midfield. Now here's motion to the right by Burr. Option right, or check that. That was the motion by McNally. Whitfong will keep, and he will keep it in bounds as he gets into Crofton territory. He gets to the 47-yard line. After a gain of 3, it'll be third down and 5. And you can gobble up a lot of time as now coming up on 3 minutes to go in the quarter as Donovan Trumbull has used about a minute to run two plays. And that adds up as long as you keep the down markers moving. Third and 5 for Donovan Trumbull from the Crofton 47. Whitfong will run it, and he will get the first down and more. He's inside the 35, down to the Crofton 34-yard line for a first down as Whitfong goes right up the middle for 12 yards and a Donovan Trumbull 12 first down. Crofton just able to get into the red zone twice or once and had a 29-yard field goal attempt by Brock Mueller blocked. And Donovan Trumbull with a first and 10 at the Crofton 35. Here's the handoff to Slough, and Slough met at the pass by a whole host of Warriors. Mostly, Eric Kleinschmidt made the stop. They say he lost a yard on the play.
Jake Gunther in on the stop for the Warriors.
It'll be second down, and let's call it a long 10. Now with 2:05 left to go third quarter. Here's the fake in the line. Whitfong will throw, and he'll get it complete to McNally. He's at the 30 and down to the Crofton 25-yard line. Very close to another Donovan Trumbull first down. Making the stop for Crofton was J.T. Allen from his middle linebacker spot. That's a pass play of about 10 yards. It'll be third down and 1. The next time Donovan Trumbull will hike the ball, we'll have about 1:25 left to go, third quarter, and Donovan Trumbull leading 20-0. From the gun, Whitfong will keep it. He has the first down and more. Flag on the play. This one's coming back because of a hold on the left side of the Donovan Trumbull line. So the flags resting at the 24-yard line, holding against Donovan Trumbull, will wipe out a first-down run by Riley Whitfong and push the Cardinals back. It would have been a first down for Donovan Trumbull at the Crofton 20. This one will move him 10 yards back as The ball will be marked at the 34-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about eight on the 10-yard penalty. That is now seven penalties on Donovan Trumbull for a total of 80 yards, unofficially, of course. Here's Whitbong with a pass to the right, complete to Slough. Slough trying to get outside. A good ankle tackle by Crofton's Eric Kleinschmidt as he gets across the 30 to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of four on the pass play. It'll be fourth down and five now with 50 seconds left to go third quarter. As Donovan Trumbull has had the ball on this possession since beyond the four-minute mark of this quarter. And they are going for it on fourth down and five at the Crofton 29-yard line. And now the whistle blows. Crofton will call a quick timeout. That is their second timeout of the second half. 31 seconds left to go, third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crofton nothing back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR-FM Kearney.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
All right, so Crofton takes their second timeout in this quarter. They have one left while Donovan Trumbull has all three of theirs. Crofton trails 20 to nothing with 31 seconds left to go in the third quarter. As we mentioned, Donovan Trumbull doing a great job of ball control. They started this drive at their own 48. And this is the seventh play of this drive. It's fourth and five for the Cardinals at the Crofton 29. Whitfong to throw, now being rushed. He will run toward the first down marker. He dives, and did he get there on the far sideline? It depends on where they spot it. The old right foot, left foot. It is that close inside the 25. He needed to get to the Crofton 24-yard line. So wondering if he got the spot or not. And it is a Donovan Trumbull first down as Riley Whitbong, finding nobody to throw it to, ran toward the first down stick and got the necessary yardage for the first down. So the drive stays alive, even though he was knocked out of bounds. It's a first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull at the Crofton 24-yard line. Maybe one more play, and that will be the end of a quick third quarter. So Twins to the left for Donovan Trumbull at the Crofton 24. Whitfong from the gun. Low snap. He will run it himself inside the 25. Another flag on the play. Is this another holding penalty on the Cardinals? And it is holding against Donovan Trumbull. Their third penalty this quarter for 35 yards. They now have unofficially eight penalties for 90 yards in the game. So the penalties and also the couple INTs for Donovan Trumbull, and if you want to throw in the two-point conversions that they've missed as well, well, that kind of tells the story so far for Donovan Trumbull. They have done everything else pretty well. So 10-yard penalty will move it back to the Crofton 34, where it'll be first down and 20. And again, barring a penalty, this should be the last play of the third quarter or an incomplete pass. Trip set to the left for Whitbong. And back to throw. Looking toward the end zone on a fly pattern, and it is caught. No, it is not, but a great try by for Jordan Slough or Noah Keller. Couldn't really tell for sure there on the corner. Wookman had the coverage for Crompton that time. Yep, it was intended for Slough, and Slough almost made a great play on that ball at the goal line, but it falls incomplete and brings up a second and 20 at the Crompton 34. Now the ninth play of this drive coming up on second and 20 from the Crompton 34. Whitfong with a pass to the left, and it's complete. It's complete to Creighton Burr. Burr gets the penalty back and maybe a yard to the 23-yard line, so that's a pass play of 11 yards. And Donovan Trumbull will have a third and nine when we come back after three quarters in the C2 second-round playoffs. It is Donovan Trumbull 20 and Crompton nothing. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after this one-minute timeout on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR-FM in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back in Crompton, second round action, Class C2 Nebraska High School football playoffs. Donovan Trumbull 20, Crompton nothing. Donovan Trumbull will start the fourth quarter with a third and nine at the Crompton 23-yard line. Riley Whitfong has three receivers right, one to the left from the gun. He will go back to throw. Looking over the middle, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Creighton Burr inside the Crompton 10-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down and nine. And this is four down territory, certainly, for Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull has scored two of their three touchdowns on Crompton turnovers, both in the first quarter. So here's fourth and nine for Donovan Trumbull from the Crompton 23. Whitfong, a rollout, throws toward the end zone, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Johnny Gomez. So that'll bring up a turnover on downs for Crompton. So the Crompton defense holds, but Donovan Trumbull had the ball for anywhere between 4.5 and 5 minutes on that particular drive. Crompton takes over first and 10 at their own 23, trailing 20 to nothing with 11:50 left to go. So the Warriors from the double wing. Here's motion by Austin Wookman. Evan Wookman on a rollout to the left, still looking. He will throw long for Eric Kleinschmidt, and it is incomplete. As defending on the play was Zach McNally. Both of them had a decent chance at the ball at the Donovan Trumbull 42-yard line, but it falls incomplete for a second down and 10. Along with our Crompton and area sponsors and studio engineer John Simpson, our listeners from KKPR-FM in Kearney, and on Classic Hits 106.3, this is Joe Van Gore. As temperature really dropping now with the sun going down, it was really warm. Well, it was nice with the warmth of the sun, but the clouds came in, and that knocked down the temperature. Here's Wolfman with a pass, and it's intercepted. Intercepted, and going up the left sideline, Riley Whitfong, and he is finally knocked out of bounds inside the Crompton 5. At the four-yard line, Evan Wookman again was looking for Eric Kleinschmidt, but he will throw it, playing a deep free safety that time was Riley Whitbong. That is Crofton's fifth turnover of the game. And Donovan Trumbull will have it first and goal right at the Crofton 5-yard line. So first and goal for Donovan Trumbull after the pick at the Crofton 5-yard line. Wide to the right, Johnny Gomez for Donovan Trumbull.
Go deep.
Whitbong from the gun. He will hand it off and into the end zone easily for the touchdown is Jordan Slough. Jordan Slough has scored his third touchdown today, this time on a 5-yard touchdown run with 11:23 left to go. Slough has a pick six, a 56-yard run, and now a 5-yard run. That's his 25th rushing touchdown of the season. And Donovan Trumbull going for two. Donovan Trumbull has missed two two-point conversions today. Low snap to Whitbong. Little dump pass into the end zone. Incomplete. The intended receiver, Creighton Burr, and their third two-point conversion fails on a pass. But Donovan Trumbull in control now. 26-0 over Crofton. 11:23 left to go. Back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 106.3 and KKPR-FM in Kearney.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for...
Relax
relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and...
Crofton, and what you've missed is Crofton starting at their own 27-yard line. Goes for it on fourth and short and gets the first down. They now have it second down. And about six at the 41-yard line, 9:38 left to go as Donovan Trumbull leads 26-0. That Donovan Trumbull scoring drive, one play, 5 yards after a INT throw by Crofton's Evan Wookman, but the pass for two failed, and that's how Donovan Trumbull now leads 26-0. Here's the toss to Evan Wookman from Tanner Crosley. As no gain on the play. Sixth play of this drive coming up for Crofton. Lorenzo Williams makes the stop as Crofton has a third down and six on the left hash at their own 41-yard line. So third down and six for the Warriors now at their own 41. Here's the toss from Crosley to Evan Wolfman. First down and more as he gets to near midfield at the 49-yard line. Finally brought down.
Right, wants to have a first down. Stopped on the play by...
Braden Schupan, a 135-pound sophomore, but not before a... 9 yard gain and a Crofton first down. So first and 10 for Crofton at their own 49-yard line. Motion by Evan Wolfman. He will get the toss sweep. He's into Donovan Trumbull territory and still going as he gets inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Creighton Burr comes up to make the stop for Donovan Trumbull. But not before a gain of six. It'll be second down and four. The last two drives by Crofton have resulted in INTs after their first one stalled at the Donovan Trumbull 13-yard line and a 29-yard field goal attempt by Brock Mueller was blocked. Evan Wolfman, trying to string it out to the right side for Crofton, is tackled. At the,
short for the Warriors.
Donovan Trumbull 41-yard line, and our officials, one timeout for a measurement after a gain of three on the play.
Another measurement.
Clock stops with 7:31 left to go. Crofton trailing 26-0. And it is short by about a half yard. So third down and short for Crofton, just shy of the Donovan Trumbull 41-yard line. As our referee says, wind the clock. So third and less than a yard from the Donovan Trumbull 41 for Crofton. Motion by Evan Wookman. Here's the handoff, Austin Wookman, and he's got a first down, but a flag comes flying out. And this is usually in the area of a hold or a block in the back. So the first down run by Austin Wookman probably negated by a penalty, and it is holding against Crofton, and that will negate a five-yard run and a first down. Flags at the 35-yard line. So they will move it back to the 45-yard line, where it'll be third down and four. So after the 10-yard holding penalty, now unofficially, I've got Crofton for two penalties in the game for a total of 15 yards, while Donovan Trumbull has eight for a total of 90. So third and a short five for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 46-yard line. Motion by Austin Wookman. Wookman will get the handoff, trying the left side. Now he'll try to cut back inside, and Donovan Trumbull catches up with him after a two-yard gain to the 44-yard line. Among the last to get up for the Cardinals that time was Blake Williams from his linebacker spot. It'll bring up fourth down and a long four after a gain of one. Tenth play of this drive coming up as Tanner Crosley comes to the sideline to get a play from Coach Tony Hoffman. Coach Hoffman throwing his hands in the air saying, it's just tough to string things together against this Donovan Trumbull defense. So on fourth down from the Donovan Trumbull 44-yard line, here's the handoff to Evan Wolfman, and the Cardinals get him.
Stopped on the play by Lorenzo Williams.
Lorenzo Williams makes the stop, and Donovan Trumbull will take over on down, first and 10. Their own 44-yard line. Got an update on North Platte St. Pat's and Blue Hill. North Platte St. Pat leads Blue Hill 20-12 early third quarter. The winner of this game meets the winner of that game in the quarterfinals of Class C2 coming up on Tuesday night. Almost halfway through the fourth quarter here, Donovan Trumbull with a 26-0 lead. They take over on downs, first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. And now a flag on the play for delay, for illegal substitution on Donovan Trumbull. They had too many on the field, and will they also take timeout besides? So illegal substitution on Donovan Trumbull. They have not called timeout as half of the offensive unit for Donovan Trumbull went to the far sideline. Now they will come back in formation with the correct amount of players. So first and 10 for Donovan Trumbull. I'm sorry, at the 40-yard line. As here's the handoff up the middle. To Tom Pfeiffer, a backup running back to Jordan Slough. Nine penalties for a total of 95 yards. On first and 15, it was Pfeiffer that got a two-yard gain to the 42, where it'll be second down and 13. Now with 5:28 left to go is... Things are really freezing up nice now. Here's the handoff to Pfeiffer again. Both arms tightly holding the football. as Pfeiffer will get
on the play, maybe third and 12.
A yard on the play. It'll be third down and 12 for Donovan Trumbull from their own 43-yard line. So on a cold afternoon into night and on a slippery field, Donovan Trumbull leads 26-0 with 4:48 left to go. Third down and 12. Whitfong will keep it, and he will disappear for no gain as Crofton held him on the right side of the Crofton defensive line, including Preston Evans and Tyler Cook. That'll bring a fourth down, and Tate Mazur will punt it away for Donovan Trumbull as Donovan Trumbull will punt for the third time here in the second half. Back deep for Crofton, Austin Wookman standing in his own 25. So here's the snap and the punt by Mazur. Austin Wookman picks it up at the 29 and is immediately dumped on special teams. And that was by Zach McNally. Zach McNally on special teams drops Evan Wookman as Crofton will take over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line, but trailing 26-0 now with 3:52 left to go. Crofton will desperately try to get something on the board here before the end of the game. But Donovan Trumbull, top-ranked and undefeated in Class C2, just 3 minutes and 52 seconds away from going to 10-0 and a date with either Blue Hill or North Platte St. Pat's next Tuesday in the quarterfinals of Class C2. Hand off to Wookman, and there's Zach McNally again on defense from his corner spot. And a stoppage of play. Austin Wookman was down, and now he will come out. A little woozy on the play, so a gain of a yard. It'll be second down and 9. As our referee says, wind the clock. Coming up in our postgame, we will give a short scoring summary, then we'll bid our listeners from KKPR-FM goodbye, and also we'll try to get Crofton coach Tony Hoffman to come up and talk about the game and the season. So on second down and 9 from the 30, here's the handoff right up the gut. And not far for Evan Wookman. Wookman gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of about 3. It'll be third down, a long 6 for Crofton at their own 33-yard line. Now with 2:52 left to go. All right, on third down and a long 6 from the 33-yard line, motioning out of the backfield, Luke Dorman. Here's the pitch to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt, a first down and more across the 40, out to the Crofton 43-yard line, tripped up on the play by Tom Roach. But it is a gain of about 12 yards and or 10 yards and a Crofton first down at their own 42-yard line, but time running out now with 2:20 left to go in the game, and Donovan Trumbull with a 26-0 lead. Three of the four Donovan Trumbull touchdowns scored off of Crofton turnovers today. Here's a pitch to the left to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt trying to turn the corner, but again, Donovan Trumbull extends the play out well. This time, Adam Fitzgerald comes over to make the stop. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and 9 from the Crofton 43. Now 1:41 left to go. This is Classic Hits 106.3, KBHT Vermilion Yankton, and KKPR-FM Kearney, Nebraska. with second round action in Class C2 of the Nebraska High School Football Playoffs. A run by Eric Kleinschmidt to the Crofton 45. Making the stop is Mitchell Sawyers. That'll bring up a fourth down. Or now it's third down and about six after the gain of three. Now 53 seconds left to go in the game. And the handoff will go to Wolfman. Wolfman, with his longest run of the night, has a first down and more. And understandably, some reserves in for Donovan Trumbull now. But the run to the 37-yard line for a Crofton first down on a run of 13 yards. Crofton does have one timeout left in the game. First and 10 for Crofton at the Donovan Trumbull 37-yard line. Some clean jerseys in for both teams. Here's the reverse to Austin Wolfman. Wolfman will get to the 20, to the 15, and down to the Donovan Trumbull 13-yard line on a 24-yard run. So with 18 seconds left to go, Crofton trying to get it into the end zone to avoid the shutout. Clock is running. First and 10 from the Donovan Trumbull 13 for Crofton. Here's the pitch to Evan Wolfman. Wolfman tackled at the 5-yard line. Now with 7 seconds left to go, Crofton will not stop the clock, and that will be the last play of the game. Donovan Trumbull, top-ranked and undefeated in Class C2, will stay that way as for the second straight year in the second round of the C2 playoffs. They come to Crofton, and they come away with a win. The final score, Donovan Trumbull 26 and Crofton nothing. Donovan Trumbull will play either North Platte, St. Pat, or Blue Hill in the quarterfinals of C2 coming up next Tuesday, while Crofton will end their season at 6-4. North Platte St. Pat's led Blue Hill 20-12 early in the third quarter in the last score that we had. We'll be back with our playoff postgame show after this 2-minute timeout here on Classic Hits 106.3 and online at kvht.com.
Leader.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to Crofton. along with our studio engineer, John Simpson, our Crofton and area sponsors, our listeners on KKPR-FM in Kearney, Nebraska. I'm Joe Van Gore. Donovan Trumbull stays unbeaten and top-ranked in Class C2 with a second-round win over Crofton, 26-0. The second straight year, Donovan Trumbull has won in Crofton in the second round. Last year, they won in a shootout here on a 60-degree day by the final of 49-33. But here, with temps in the 30s, dropping into the 20s, and after clearing off 8 inches of snow on the field, it became slippery at times, and that also led to a lot of turnovers in the game. We'll give you a scoring summary, then we'll take a final timeout and hopefully have Crofton head coach Tony Hoffman joining us up here in the booth. Well, Donovan Trumbull scored first off a fumble, the second of the game by Crofton, as Riley Wiltfong got a 10-yard touchdown pass to Zach McNally. Wiltfong passed to Creighton Burr for the two-point conversion, the only two-point conversion they would make all day, a three-play 11-yard drive, and Donovan Trumbull led 8-0. And then Jordan Slough with the first of his three touchdowns today on a 15-yard pick six with 6:06 left to go in the first quarter. The pass for two failed. Donovan Trumbull led 14-0. That would be the score after one quarter. Only one score in the second quarter, as Jordan Slough with a 56-yard touchdown run, his 24th rushing touchdown of the season, but the pass for two failed on a five-play 80-yard drive, and Donovan Trumbull led 20-0. That would be the score at the half. No scoring in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, with 11:23 to go, Jordan Slough would get his third touchdown on a five-yard run, his 25th rushing touchdown of the season, but the pass for two failed on a one-play 5-yard drive after a Crofton turnover. The final, Donovan Trumbull, 26, and Crofton nothing. Again, Crofton with five turnovers on the day, two fumbles, three interceptions, while Donovan Trumbull's Riley Wiltfong threw two interceptions today. That gives him six on the season. So that's a quick scoring summary for our listeners listening on KKPR-FM in Kearney, Nebraska. We thank you for joining us, and we say good night to you from Crofton, Nebraska.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You...